Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Educating Our Veterans with Christina Silva, only on LA Talk Radio.
Every week, we promise you creative resiliency solutions. Welcome to the Christina Silva Show, dedicated to educating our veterans with today's ever special guest, Mr. Phil Cook of Cook Pictures. And we want you to stay tuned and learn how to be safe. This 101 critical days of summer is filled with everything on two wheels. And I want to thank California Harley-Davidson for donning me with the 2016 Road Glide Special. Yes, the 405 is filled with drivers wanting to get around the entertainment industry to Burbank. Well, someone very special is in the studio from Burbank who's making films that change lives. Phil Cook is so wonderful to join us today on the Christina Silva Show because he, like me, will expect change in 2016. Right, Mr. Cook?
That's exactly right. And I'm thrilled to be here, by the way, Christina. This is a terrific, terrific opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to LA Talk Radio to empower us using so many skills you've learned over the years in film and television and now radio with us. Educating our veterans is dear to my heart as a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. And dependents are also U.S. Marine Corps veterans. Tell us why you know that.
My dad was a Marine. I grew up in a whole Marine household, and he left the Marine Corps. He was in the Pacific in World War II, fought the Japanese at Guadalcanal and the Solomon Islands and other places. So I grew up in a Marine family, so I know quite a bit about the military.
That's incredible. Well, I really appreciate my sponsors, and I love to have relationships created. And with Phil Cook, creating influence that inspires change is happening today. And that's a tagline on your website.
Yeah. I think influence is so incredibly important. Whether you're trying to get a job, whether you're trying to influence your family, whether you're trying to change your friends, or whatever it is, I think that having influence is a gateway. It's really a key to opening doors for the next phase of your life.
Well, at philcookwithane.com, you can find out how well you understand how people communicate. And today, Phil and I are going to be communicating using my life story and some touches on my Marine Corps career and what he remembers from his childhood growing up in North Carolina, where I went to boot camp at Camp Lejeune.
Amen. That's great.
That's right. And we say amen every week. And we love the color red, crimson red for Marine Corps and red for our ever-loving Remembering Everyone Deployed tagline, which means we want a moment of silence each week and a prayer for the safety and the respect and resiliency of our U.S. Armed Forces. So let us do that with our pledge of allegiance and our camaraderie and our patriotism with a moment of silence. And it's in God we trust here at the Christina Silva Show. And we also know that we look up to the Supreme Being, our Creator, our God, the Father, to protect us. And that's called spiritual resiliency and faith. And so we know that Phil Cook has a passion for expecting change and that we also care about charity, which is the greatest gift we call love. And we met in Arizona at the Expect Change Salvation Army amazing four-year occurrence. I remember. Do you, Phil?
I do. It was a great time, really great time.
Tell us about your relationship with the Salvation Army and why it means something to you to give back.
Well, they approached me a few years ago about helping create a new digital initiative. They call it the Salvation Army Vision Network. The abbreviation is SAVN.TV. You can go check it out online. They wanted to really have a digital street corner. You know, the Salvation Army was founded by preaching on street corners in the UK. And they realized that the future is online. And people, if you want to be where the people are, if you want to get to a large audience, being online is so critical. So we helped them create an online platform that really shares video stories of people whose lives have been changed because of the Army. And it's a great, great place, SAVN.TV. I'd encourage people to check it out. But I'm so impressed with the work the Salvation Army does in every area out there. They're just making a dramatic difference, not, you know, and with veterans in a very big way, very significant way, but also with everybody, people that are just struggling. They seem to always be there to help.
And they have such state-of-the-art needed events with social media True. Taking over. The Salvation Army is on the cutting edge of making a difference, even sleeping out LA. I recently had the opportunity to go with my friends, and shout out to Gavin and Anthony Begonia, just Lieutenant Colonel Smith, for making an outstanding team effort to make sure that computers in the digital wave just impute wellness and just spiritual wholeness. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Well, it's the way we connect today. It's absolutely the way we connect. You know, someone, I was at the Sundance Film Festival a few years ago, probably the premier film festival in America for new movies, independent films, and I discovered that they have a film festival for movies made on iPhones now. So mobile phones have become ubiquitous. In fact, there are now more mobile phones in the world than people. And the impact is so incredible. I saw a statistic the other day that middle school kids check their social media about 85 times a day. I'm not sure how good that is, but the fact is it's become part of our life. So I think if we want to speak into this generation, social media is really a platform that helps us do that in a very, very compelling way.
With our valiant Marines, our airmen, our Coasties, sailors, and soldiers, we are having clean riding style today with Phil Cook, who is an entertainment guru, internationally known. He's a writer, a speaker, and he actually produces media programming in nearly 50 countries around the world. Today is a special day. We care for you just like the Salvation Army, and we want to do the most good to have you inspired to find out if your calling, too, is in the entertainment industry. And Phil, you have other hobbies. Let's talk about those first.
Oh, I have a few. I mean, I like to snow ski. I like to scuba dive. I just had the opportunity. I was invited by a friend of mine that has a little bit more money than me to come down to the Virgin Islands. My wife and I went down and joined he and his wife and a few other couples who are close friends, and we spent the time scuba diving around an old British sailing ship wreck. It was really terrific. So I just think that, you know, it's interesting because I live in a real creative business working here in Hollywood, and I think it's important to get not just away, but completely away. Do something totally different. It's not just go read magazines on your free time, although I'm a huge reader. I'm an avid reader. But I also think you just need to get completely away, break the cycle, you know, the work cycle that's in your head. And if you want to get new ideas, you've got to be encountering new experiences and new things. So I'm a big believer in trying hobbies, sports, whatever, that gets you out of what you do most of the day and get you thinking in new and different ways.
Most definitely. Well, of course, as your host, Christina Silva, I use my motorcycle to cure my own PTSD.
There you go.
And it's not limited to our law enforcement, military, and dependents to have traumas that affect us every day. Maybe one day you'll have something happen to you, an activating event at work, and it throws a wrench in your schedule. You woke up happy and you end up with a groan or just a frown. And so today we want to communicate and make a message, kind of like a church-like uplifting message today. I use my motorcycle, combined it with my real estate brokerage, over 25 years selling real estate on a bike. That's completely outside the circle. And it's in a box, like 60 foot by 60 foot, preaching safety messages. I had to eat it over the years in a few accidents, but I managed to merge my career, pray about it, and somehow today it's come together, streamlined into a great mobile messaging platform. So, Phil, let's use an example to empower our troops.
Sure. Well, you know, you said something interesting just a second ago about dealing with your own issues when you're on the bike, which is fantastic. And I think one of the things that veterans, you know, that people don't realize just how big that transition is from moving from a military career into mainstream culture, mainstream society. And it's, you know, people talk about violence, people talk about, you know, being the confronting death and injury and serious issues like that all the time. But it's also a massive transition from the way you work, the way you deal with your relationships, who do you take orders from and who you don't take orders from. It's a life change. And so I think when it comes to veterans trying to move into a new area of life, a new career, a new calling, people need to understand that it's far bigger than you think. And so I completely understand why so many veterans struggle, because it's probably, I think, in many ways, the biggest, most challenging transformation or change that anyone could possibly go through. And so, you know, as we talk today, I really want to share some tips and ideas for helping people manage that change, because it's so incredibly important.
Yes. Well, my life story is kind of like this fundraising plight, because I go around, I want to spread cheer and resiliency, motivation, and empowerment. They call that resiliency and total comprehensive fitness in the military realm. And so what I'd like to do is always use myself as an example to let others see the transparency of what I'm trying to do. And that is be imperfect, but strive toward perfection of aligning myself with human likes that I have that are vices that I can't help, like I still ride, but I've got scars, you know, and just have that align with something professionally so work doesn't seem like work.
Yeah.
And again, laced with the job search our military members face when they separate, well and whole or disabled, we need that extra special spiritual inside voice and to be in tune with what makes us feel good. What are we great at? You know, identifying our talents. So Phil Cook is going to share with us 4 important keys to successful purpose, finding yourself.
You know, it's interesting. You said, what are we good at? People don't spend enough time thinking about that. Let's start there. I think, you know, I often ask people, you know, what are you the best in the world at doing? What do you rock at? What are you just incredible at? And most people have no clue. I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me. I have no idea. And I think we need to step back a little bit and think about, okay, it's interesting. I discover that people throughout your life see what you're good at. And you don't notice. You know, for instance, remember when you were on the prom committee in high school, you sat around a table and somebody would say, you know, Bob, you're good at organizing. Why don't you come up with a program? And Susan, you're great with numbers. Why don't you do the budget? And Sally, you're great in front of people. Why don't you host? Other people see what we're good at, and we don't pay attention to that. So I always say, go back a little bit and think of what people compliment you on. Sometimes athletes will tell me, I don't know, I could always run faster than anybody in the neighborhood, or I could always catch a ball better than anybody. And they played on that. Comedians will tell me I was always the class clown. And I wonder how many bored bankers were actually the comedian in class but never took advantage of that, never became a comedian for a living. So the place to start is thinking what you're good at. And it's not a job. What you're great at, your one big thing. I wrote a book called One Big Thing, Discovering What You Were Born to Do. And it's really not a job. It's not about being a coach or a secretary or an executive. It's kind of an overarching thing in your life that you're extraordinary at, that you have a real gift for, that you were born with that nobody else has. That's where we start. And we can start to figure that out. Then we start to look at options for our life and where we could go. So whatever you're doing in your life, whatever you're frustrated with, and if you're struggling to find a job, take a step back, take a breath, and think, okay, what, look at the friends in my unit, the friends in my classes growing up, my family, people I know. What do I excel at that they don't? What do they look at and say, whoa, you know, I just believe everybody's got that gift that nobody else has, that you look at the world in a little bit different way than everybody. And that could be the key to figuring out what your destiny really is.
We are all the same and we are all alike. We bleed the same blood and we are so thankful that we can learn creative lessons today and not toss away our great ideas.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes our visions, Phil, seem to be so impossible to our family mates, friends, and someone can sometimes shoot down your courage to chase after the vision that's inside only you. As you mentioned, we're all unique. I had this bumblebee lady motorcycle broker thing on my mind for all these years, and once I got on air and spoke it into existence and went after those things, certain things started to fall into place. Now, a lot went wrong along the way, but when you believe in something and have faith in it, it's a feeling. It's kind of like GPS. My motorcycle has it, and so does my spirituality.
Yep. You know, knowing what you're gifted in, having the confidence of that really helps you step out. Most people live in fear. They're just terrified that I'm going to screw this up, I'm going to mess this up, I'm going to fail. But the truth is, get used to it. We've already failed, most of us. So let's just step out and have that confidence. And I think discovering that one big thing that's a key to your life helps you have that confidence. And you're right about one thing, and that is when you do step out, it's amazing the people that will step up to help. It's amazing the doors that will open. And you can call it cosmic, you can call it God, you can call it relationships or whatever. I just think that when you show that you have the confidence, that you're moving in a direction you feel comfortable with and you're proud of, that's when people start seeing that and they start opening doors because they want to help you make it happen.
Most definitely. And who's holding your ladder is a famous question you ask on your renowned blog at philcook.com. That's Phil, PhilCooke.com. You make it so simple to move ahead.
Well, I think you need to surround yourself. You know, the who's holding your ladder thing is about who's surrounding you, who's supporting you and helping you. I think we don't realize that we need a cheering section. We need people that are there for us no matter what happens. And too many of us have somebody who's holding the ladder for us that's, you know, I was thinking about a painter. Somebody's painting a house. I saw a guy painting the house the other day. And the guy that was holding the ladder was an idiot. You know, he kept walking away to get a Coke. He kept getting distracted. He was not paying attention at all. And I think, this guy's put his life into this idiot's hands. So think about the people holding upping your ladder? Who's supporting you? Who's believing in you? Who is encouraging you? And who's telling you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it? Who's telling you that, look, you dropped the ball on this, you could do better here? You need those kind of people in your life. It's, if you had a great mentor, a great relationship, a great older, experienced person that you could meet with once a week or once a month and just go over things with, it could make a dramatic, dramatic difference.
Well, we talk about creative resiliency solutions, and we have one for you today on the Christina Silva Show. You're not a scapegoat, are you? We're going to talk more with Phil Cook after our very first break, and we're going to find out about confirmation bias, blaming others, and looking at yourself to become a better person. You get rid of the negative, convert it to a positive, and that's clean writing style. And we'll be right back after these short messages.
Girls with curls, I don't know about you, but my hair is crazy. Finally, it's time to stop hating your curls. I have to tell you about my new best friend, Mixed Chicks. Mixed Chicks has revolutionized curly hair. I no longer fear frizz. Tame your curls with Mixed Chicks. All I need is Mixed Chicks, and I have soft, sexy, defined curls that aren't heavy or sticky. 100% vegan, always affordable, and the secret of the Hollywood elite. Now available at select Walmart stores and many retail locations nationwide.
Listening to Educating Our Veterans with Christina Silva, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Christina Silva Show is brought to you by so many sponsors that love our troops and really want the best for us. That's why we want to thank Villarreal Escrow in Downey, California, closing escrows with CRS. And the one and only John Arrow Group is home to the Christina Silva's Veterans Home Loan, Real Estate, and Finance. This is an awesome time to also thank a brand new sponsor, Papa John's, that for the third year in a row is known for giving the greatest discounts on their whole menu to our troops. Dial in CRS25 for your discount at Papa John's. When you order online, all you have to do is enter the promo code MIL25 to your order to save with Papa John's. And we want to recognize Webster University for over 40 years of military excellence in higher education. If you're seeking your undergraduate, graduate, or master's degree, choose webster.edu/LAAFB at the Los Angeles Air Force Base campus. Even if you're a civilian or a military meet, a dependent, or a spouse, Webster University is here for you. Dial 310-607-8005, webster.edu. And every week, we want to remind you about public and private sector safety. That's why the Nexar SOS Emergency Intervention System is protecting government agencies, military bases, and schools. Look up more information about NexarSOS.com today. And we're back with Christina Silva and Phil Cook talking about creative resiliency solutions. My brand is the motorcycle lady on a bike selling real estate and empowering our troops. And Phil, you've done so much to help us realize that outside the box, we can do anything, like my co-host, the Honorable Medal of Honor recipient, Jack Jacobs of MSNBC.
Yeah, that's I can't say enough how true that is. And I love the lady on the bike brand of yours is really interesting to me because, you know, people don't understand a brand. A brand is really a compelling story that surrounds a person or an object or a product. The truth is everybody has a brand. Tom Cruise has a brand. Oprah has a brand. Hillary has a brand. Trump has a brand. It's essentially, what do people think of when they think of you? And I think as you enter the job market, as you try to move ahead in your career, as you try to move out with your life, understanding that perception. We don't think enough about that. What are people thinking about me when I walk into a room? Trust me, everything we do is communicating a message. How you dress, how you walk into the room, how you treat somebody, your attitude is all communicating a message. And so your motorcycle lady idea is something that people easily remember. It's catchy. It's fun. And so that's the way they're going to remember you. And that's awesome. I would love it. It makes you stand out from the pack. It separates you from everybody else. And so it's actually quite brilliant. So that's another thing I encourage people to to do is a personal brand is actually kind of important. What is that perception people have of me? Start thinking about it because, you know, you can't totally control it because it's their perception, but you can shape it by the way you act, by the way you treat people, by the way you look, you dress, your style. All those kind of things can help shape people's perception. And when it comes to getting a raise, moving up, getting a job, whatever, it can make a dramatic, dramatic difference.
That's invigorating. And your website blog is so perfect. It says buzz, what are people saying, and media coverage. That's yeah. CRS. It's so funny how we connect, and we connected so naturally. I wanted to know more about, you know, the real world life. And so there are critics out there. And so yes. You also have a resolution for who's critical and how to overcome. That's to stay grounded in yourself.
Well, the truth is, if you don't have a few critics, you're probably not doing anything worthwhile. I think I judge my effectiveness on how many critics I've got these days. Because if you're stepping out and really trying to make a difference and trying to do something positive out there, you're going to get critics. Somebody's not going to like it. So let me give you a couple thoughts about dealing with those critics. Number one, everybody tells you don't let them get you down. And it's so true. But the key thing to that is critics can distract you from your mission. They can distract you from your vision and your goals and what you want to accomplish in life. So never forget, there may be critics out there, but there's a lot more people that like you, that dig what you're doing, and that want to be a part of it than are critics. So don't ever let... Now, I have executive friends of mine or even pastor friends who neglect their work because they're being... They're focusing so much on one or two critics out there. That'll kill you. So don't worry about those critics. The other thing, too, is we were talking about social media earlier. Don't engage with critics on social media. Be sensitive to that. I had a guy that ripped into me on Twitter the other day. I even forget what it was about, but he just was ugly. He just ripped into me about something I'd said. And I checked him out, and he only had 3 Twitter followers, and I thought that's probably his family. So for me to respond to that guy would open up all my 32,000 Twitter followers to him. And I'm thinking, I don't want to give him that kind of platform. So I just ignored him, which I think made him even more angry. But I just ignored him and move on. So always think about, sometimes by responding to critics, it can hurt you more than it could possibly help. So there are times when it's best not even to respond or deal with them. Just keep your eyes out there. I think it was Winston Churchill who said, you'll never get to your destination if you stop and throw rocks at every dog that barks.
Most definitely.
And it's so true. So, just deal with critics. Be balanced about how you do it.
And be creative. We all are a measure of creativity, but I happen to err towards the artsy creative side. I'm also a numbers person, like a 48-52, dynamic and innovative, but more structured and compliant. What if I'm not creative, Phil?
I think everybody's creative. I think that's a myth. Let's just put that to rest right now. Look, you don't think you're creative? Put a bunch of toddlers in a room together and just watch them. They're all wildly creative. There's no toddler that you can say, oh yeah, he's going to be the accountant. He's really boring. No, toddlers are wildly creative, but there is research that indicates that we start losing creativity about age 6. And isn't it interesting that when we start school, some people start losing their creativity? I think that's something to say about the way we do school, for one thing. However, the point is, you may feel like you've lost your creativity. You may feel like you don't have that creative edge. But the truth is, everybody's creative. We just need to... We need to energize it. We need to think about it. We need to focus on it and start thinking in new ways. And it's simple. Drive home a different way for once. Look at the world a different way. Read different magazines. Read different books. Talk to different people. Talk to people who disagree with you. Those kind of things really spark your creative imagination and get you thinking. I don't know about you, Christina, but the shower is when my ideas start coming, man. My ideas start the minute I get in the shower. And I'm a big believer in writing them down. Working in Hollywood, I can tell you, ideas are the most fragile thing in the world. And if you don't write them down, you'll completely forget about them. And so, I get them in the shower like crazy. By the time I get out and find a pen and a paper, I usually forget them. So I was complaining about that the other day in the office, and my assistant went online and found, I kid you not, she found a company called Aquadotes that makes waterproof legal pads. So I could jot down my ideas in the shower. But the point being, write them down. When these ideas come to you, start writing them down. Keep a notebook, because you never know when you're going to go back and use one of those great ideas when the right opportunity happens.
This is so much information, but somehow it gets infused instantly, and your whole entire voice is vibrant like that. You just really feel it when you're talking. Oh. I love it. We're letting hope rise. That's another project that we're going to talk about in the next segment. But before we get to that, give us an example of someone you've empowered throughout your career that you remember that actually transformed right before your eyes with some of your input and mentorship.
I've had a number of people that I've worked with over the years. And what's really funny is, and by the way, this is an encouragement I tell everybody. If there's been somebody in your life that's really meant something to you, it may be a teacher, it may be a superior in the military, it may be a family member, seek them out. Tell them what they did for you. I was in college. I was a music major in college. And a friend took me to the film department my freshman year, showed me how to shoot and edit a film. The professor was there. I started talking to him. And he had a dramatic impact on my life, changed the course of my career. And like 35 years later, I went found him. He lived 1,000 miles away, but I went and found him, sat on the porch with him. He'd long retired. Just told him how much he'd meant to me. And it was just, I mean, he wept. And we just had an incredible time together. And I thought how much that meant to him to hear that. And so I encourage you, anybody that's had an impact on your life, go back and tell them. They need to know that. That's so incredibly, incredibly important.
We can truly and literally augment reality.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Your impressions on the internet are so many with your work, resources, projects, and productions. I can just look and find anything I want to get empowered by reading, writing, and speaking. And you said write it down and make it plain. If you looked back at something you had written down and jotted down as one of your ideas, tell me about one that's in fruition.
The Hillsong movie is a great idea that we're working on. We'll talk about that later. I'll tell you this. When you write down things, I got a postcard the other day from the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. Handwritten postcard. A German tourist sent me this, and he said, my wife and I are visiting the Great Barrier Reef. I'm from Germany, but I went to a used bookstore, and I saw one of your books. He said, I bought it. I had no idea who you were. I think it was my book, Jolt, and which is about how to deal with changes in your life. And he said, that book has completely transformed my life. And I just felt like I needed to send you this postcard and let you know that a book you wrote ended up 10,000 miles away in a used bookstore in Australia. A guy from Germany, another 50,000 miles away or whatever, read it, and it's changed his life. So you start seeing indications like that, whether you write a book, whether you create a website or have a social media feed. Little things like that can have a dramatic impact on people. And I'll tell you, it's contagious. Once you hear a story like that, you can't stop. You have to keep going and encouraging people and helping motivate people, because once you see a life changed, you can never, ever go back.
Well, folks, it's all about telling your own story, connecting with others, collaborating, and talking about your vision. Keeping the private things private, not letting the left hand know what the right hand is doing, is really great to protect your vision, to ward off criticism, and to rise above with hope. Now, in the Hollywood industry, Phil Cook boasts many years of working with teams all over the world, reaching 50 countries in television, radio, and his written works. But we want to know in Hollywood how you've intermingled the right way with etiquette your Christianity.
Oh, that's a big question.
It's a big question.
Hollywood is not the most Christian place in the world. And, you know, I've just been very, I tell this to a lot of students and filmmakers that I work with here in the city, be who you are. Number one, be who you are. I'm not apologetic for the fact that I happen to be a Christian. Now, at the same time, I'm not a jerk. I'm not crazy. I'm not a lunatic. And I think it's important, first of all, to be good at what you do. If you're a filmmaker, for instance, be an extraordinary filmmaker. And guess what? If you blow them away with your ability to write or direct or act in a film, they'll listen to whatever you have to say. I don't care if you're a Christian or if you hug trees or worship rocks or whatever weird thing you happen to be doing. They'll listen if they're blown away by your talent. So I see so many people who are Christians and come out to Hollywood and say, I'm going to change Hollywood, but they're really terrible actors or directors or musicians. Well, they're horrible. That's not going to change anything. I say, develop your skill, be extraordinary at it. Then when you want to share your message, people are more willing to listen. So that's, I think, been the key. I think I've been able to be good enough at my writing and my directing, my producing, that when I do want to broach that subject and start sharing with someone about my spiritual life, they're much more open and much more willing to have that discussion. And I've had very few people who blew me off or weren't interested. And even then, in most cases, they were pretty gracious. And so I haven't had a lot of I think part of it is just the way you engage people. If you engage people in a positive way, I think you get that back.
I love it. And I love taking a moment to meditate and just be thankful. And we talked about so many traits in our toolbox about resiliency that transpires. over and over every day. You can wake up and feel foul for a minute, but you know what? You can capture your thoughts and change them and look forward to salvation, saving the day for someone else with a hug and a smile. You're listening to The Christina Silva Show with Phil Cook, sharing a little bit about himself and his personal faith. That is amazing, going to Oral Roberts University, such an iconic place.
Yeah.
What do you remember most?
Oh, that changed the direction of my life. You know, it was years ago. Oral Roberts was an evangelist at the time, at the peak of his career in ministry. And I actually had athletic scholarships to universities like University of North Carolina, North Carolina State. I had a gymnastics scholarship to University of North Carolina. I was a state champion gymnastics person in high school in North Carolina at the time. And I blew it all to go to Oral Roberts University because I really felt God was calling me there. And like I say, I transformed myself from, I was a third-rate musician, and God, I think, shifted me into filmmaking, and I've never looked back. It was a great opportunity then. At those days, Oral was doing primetime TV specials with NBC, and so as a student, I got to work on the crew, and so I worked my way through college working with some top Hollywood people, and it was a great time for me, and I will never regret that period in my life at all, so it was terrific.
Rising to the call with hope is sometimes a great feat, just like missions for those that are serving.
Yes.
When you're going to deploy, you know, you get that sense of urgency, and then you have, you know, sometimes doubts or fears when you're going to deploy to another country. So again, we dedicate this show to the valor and the sacrifice that our honorable troops are making, serving this country every day so we can be free. And that's why I appreciate working in media. It's a very powerful place to use our voices, but always to remember inside what people are doing every day for their work.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a uniform on.
So true.
And you know about that, Phil, growing up in a Marine Corps household, and then you also had biblical principles that you grew up.
Yep.
I want to thank you for that service.
Well, I've never thought in terms of the family member being in the service,
but I know, right?
It is an interesting concept because you're right. The families, particularly today, where
yes.
guys are doing repeated deployments over and over and over, and families just go through so many years away from dad or away from mom or whoever's in the service. And I think it's possibly harder on families today than it's ever been. And so I think your tribute to that is really incredible.
Yes, and thank goodness for that social media where families get a chance to even Skype sometimes when their loved ones are overseas serving. So we learned about etiquette and social media, the power of that branding, knowing who you are, what is your calling, and if it's time to regroup and revisit that idea that may not have come to fruition yet. Keep on hoping. Be encouraged today by Christina and Phil sharing about what entertainment industry means to us. I hope that if you're listening and entertainment isn't for you, that if you want to skydive or create a new farm, that you reach out to the Christina Silva Show for more information about your calling. Right, Phil?
That's exactly right. And you know, your calling could be anything. It could be wacky to most people. They may not understand it. But I tell you, if you feel passionate about it, I will say this. I'm not, and this is my wife and I disagree about this a lot, I'm not a big believer in passion in the sense of following your passion. Now, the ultimate thing is that what you're good at, that one big thing that we talked about, if that intersects with your passion, that's awesome. But I find so many people are passionate about something they're just not any good at. I get screenplays sent to me by very sincere writers who will send a note with, Phil, I wanted you to read my screenplay. I'm so passionate about writing. I just really love doing it. And I read it. It's a horrible screenplay. It's just terrible. I can't get past two or three pages. And so I've discovered that it's more important. Passion is good, but it's more important to discover what your gift is, what you're wired to do. What are you created to do? You figure how to tap into that, and then you can start changing the world.
Most definitely. Your logo is you. Mine's a bumblebee and my initials. And just start meditating. It'll come to you. And ask for help from those that promote you with positivity. And forget about those critics. Right, Phil?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the ask for help from people around you is so important. You know, get their opinion because they see you all the time. And see what they think and what they feel like you might be good at. Talk to them and people you trust, people you respect. And get their opinions about what your gift is, and you'd be surprised. You'll get some great answers.
Well, we can find you all over the internet, starting with your blog at philcook.com. And we also want to say a shout out to your your followers. Why don't you want to thank your fans for commenting on your tweets?
I love it when people who follow me comment, and I get some great comments and some great stuff. And you know, while we're on that subject, if we got time to say a few things about social media, let me give you a few tips, because I think social media is incredibly, incredibly important. And here's the reason. It's not about ego, but it's about the fact that if you're passionate about something, if you're wired to do something, if you have a destiny, a purpose in your heart for something, you want to share that with people. You want to share that with people. And the more people, the better. Just like Christina's doing in this radio show. She has a passion for this. She wants to share it. And I think if we're going to get the word out, we need to have a bigger platform. So here's some ways to increase your social media platforms. I think the primary ones these days are Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook would probably be the three biggest. I find an enormous number of military people on Instagram. I love seeing some of the stuff on Instagram that military people are posting. But here's some tips for increasing your following. Number one, give them an intimate, kind of an inside look at what it's like to be you. You know, you're working in a tank in Afghanistan or Iran or someplace. Nobody knows what that's like. You know, just stop talking about stupid things and start talking about what it's like to do that. What's pressure like? What are you in your worst moments, in your best moments, in your victories, in your failures? Tell me what it's like to be doing that. If you can give insight into what you do for a living or into your insight into your life, you'd be amazed at the number of people that will love to know about that. And so I think number one, you know, people get tired of hearing you're at Starbucks and they get tired of seeing pictures of your lunch. Start thinking of those followers as people who have actually signed up to listen to what you think and what you have to say. So give them some meat. Give them something significant. Tell them a little bit about what your life is like. Share those kind of intimate moments. You can still have fun. I have a lot of fun with my feeds. But give them a glimpse of what that's like. The second thing I would say is be positive. Just like you're so positive, be positive in the sense of encouraging people. People get beat up a lot out there. So I think anytime, I read a lot and I'm a serial underliner. So I'll often go back after I finished a book and start Twittering those posts or putting them on Facebook or doing a picture of it on Instagram. There's so many ways we can be an encouragement to people. And when you become, I find looking at the people who have responded to my post, the ones that respond the most are my encouraging posts. Things that I've said that people haven't thought of that are really help them get through the day. That's what they respond to. So if you can do those two things, encourage people, give them an intimate look at what your life is like, I think people will be amazed and you'll find more followers and it'll grow and it'll grow.
And you responded to my inbox text message.
Yes, absolutely. That's another thing. Follow people you respect. This is a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Follow people you respect. And from time to time, when they say something significant, respond to them. Like I followed people that have 1.5 million followers on Twitter. And they said something interesting. I responded to them. And guess what? They responded to me. So suddenly, their 1.5 million followers saw Phil's name, the Twitter name up there, his handle. So that's great exposure. And when they respond to you, your followers see them, their followers see you. Suddenly, people know you exist. So don't just follow people at random. Think about leaders or experts or people that you admire that you'd like to follow that you could actually learn from. I don't follow a ton of people. I want to follow people I can really enjoy and learn from and then respond to them occasionally. And every once in a while, they'll respond back and bingo.
Thank you, my friends and listeners out there, for liking my tweets and my Facebook posts. And what about LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is a great, great site for people looking for a job, moving up in their career. I think it's something that you should... A couple things. You should keep your page up to date. Most people don't do that, and they should. Up-to-date pictures, up-to-date bios, up-to-date resumes, those kind of things are really important. You get endorsements. You know, LinkedIn is set up so people can comment on your skill. I know that Christina is a great radio host. I know that Christina is a biker. You know, those kind of things. And LinkedIn really gives people an inside look at what your life is like, your professional life. So I think LinkedIn is a great tool. It's funny. It started out big. It went into a slump for a while. But in the last couple of years, I've noticed it's really exploded, and I think it's going to get even bigger.
Well, we're talking with Phil Cook. He's not shy to give back, and he's certainly great at creativity. But we want to get to know how to deal with a crisis. We have heard so much in the news, and this is where we get serious to impart to our listeners how to make a resolve during times of chaos. The world with the presidential election and all we've heard about shootings and active shooters and all of this, we want to have public and private safety tip right now, Phil.
Yeah, I think being aware of the culture is so incredible. I'll tell you this, if you're serious about your destiny, about your purpose, about moving up in life, about getting your next job, whatever. I think being aware of the culture is so incredibly important. Never go into an interview without having watched the news. You know, just be aware of what's going on, whether it's police shootings in Detroit or Ferguson or some other place, whether it's the shootings, the terrorist shootings in France, whether it's, you know, an airport being blown up in Turkey or something else, because you never know when people are going to ask you current event questions because they want to know if you're up on stuff. Are you paying attention to what's going on? And your ability to at least remark on it, having a, you know, you don't have to be, don't launch into a crazy tirade, but use that moment to just have an articulate opinion about what's going on and how you feel about the culture, that makes an employer really feel like this man, this woman is on the ball. They know what's going on. I need to have them on my team. And so I'm a big believer in just, I guess you'd call it cultural awareness, you know, being aware of what's going on out there. I'm just constantly amazed at how little people know about what's happening in the news. And I think it's important that we know what's going on in the world. Otherwise, we're not going to be the one picked to come up with a solution for fixing it. I want to be the guy that people look to say, what's your opinion about how we can solve this problem, how we can fix this? That's how you move up. That's how you get noticed. And that's how you have more influence.
Well, folks, we've touched on the two subjects we never should, which are politics and religion in the same show with Phil Cook. And we want to talk about that. I like to give back, and I ended homelessness for lots, giving just news I know about resources and starting at the VA and finding CalVet as a resource, helping veterans find the DAV, and using the Salvation Army to partner with to end homelessness in LA with the Sleep Out. There's a section on your website and an interesting thing about Cook Pictures regarding human trafficking. It's a very touchy subject that we don't usually talk about, but I know the Salvation Army is also being very forward about their movement to end human trafficking and making an awareness about it in the public that it does exist in the U.S. and abroad, correct?
So true, so true. We've had the opportunity to shoot a couple documentaries on it. We did one in Moldova in Eastern Europe where the number one export in the country is women. And every year, something like 300 women literally disappear off the streets of Moldova with no clue where they're going. And it's just incredibly, incredibly tragic. And so it's bigger than we think. We think slavery, we think in terms of the old days. Modern slavery has a lot of new twists to it, and it's happening in places you don't realize. The Super Bowl, the Indianapolis 500, people are being shipped around. We encountered a shipping container full of women. It's just incredible what people do with other human beings around the world. So you're exactly right. It's just an incredible issue. It's so depressing in many ways, but somebody's got to make a stand to make a difference.
Thank you for sharing that important key to a successful way to raise awareness and also funds through your great videos that are short and sweet. And some of the full-length projects that you're working on, we'll learn more about right after this break. Phil, this has been an amazing show. And when we come back, we'll leave our audience with hope of where to find you and to stay tuned with philcook.com. And we'll be right back.
Girls with curls, I don't know about you, but my hair is crazy. Finally, it's time to stop hating your curls. I have to tell you about my new best friend, Mix Chicks. Mix Chicks has revolutionized curly hair. I no longer fear frizz. Tame your curls with Mix Chicks. All I need is Mix Chicks, and I have soft, sexy, defined curls that aren't heavy or sticky. 100% vegan, always affordable, and the secret of the Hollywood elite. Pick up Mix Chicks today at your neighborhood Target store or go to www.mixchicks.net.
CRS Productions presents a Cammies to Civvies launch aboard two wheels. We'd like to thank the Rough Riders, USAREC Los Angeles Battalion, for knowing about safety in this 101 critical days of summer. On July 30th, you can join us for a safety ride to sharpen your skills on two wheels with CRS. And Phil, every week I know about my Cammies to my Civvies. I'm actually two people built into one, just like your Marine Corps dad. I'm once a Marine and always a Marine. In my Cammies and in my Civvies, I have a civic duty to teach everyone about volunteerism.
That's exactly right. Volunteerism is a huge, huge issue out there, and I don't think we have nearly enough people doing it, making a difference, contributing to the culture, particularly in positive ways. So I love what you're doing. I love the fact that you promote it, because you're right. It's incredibly important.
we got to check out our writing skills. We have to have clean writing style, and we have an accountability to the public to give back about topics like human trafficking, homelessness, suicide, PTSD. It's only one life that we each have to change through spreading good cheer, being of courage, and being thankful for our blessings.
That's true. That's true. Being thankful is a big, big deal. That kind of puts things in perspective, I think.
Most definitely. And you're thankful about your Cook Pictures team. Tell us about your production team.
We have a great team, and we have people literally around the world that we work with on a regular basis. We've got three here based in Burbank, and we have shooters in the Midwest and on the East Coast and in the UK. We have people that we work with all over that, you know, we have great clients. We just have amazing clients that we're a client-driven company, and we primarily work with nonprofit organizations because, you know what, I've done Super Bowl commercials, and honestly, I don't need to do another ketchup commercial or a used car commercial. I want to do projects that contribute to something really good in the culture. So, as you said, we've worked with human trafficking organizations. We work with the Salvation Army. We've worked with all kind of organizations all over the world doing amazing medical outreaches in really remote places. We've shot in about 52 countries around the world, and we've been involved in a couple of military coups. I've had crews arrested in certain parts of the world, and they make great grandchildren stories, I'll tell you that. But I just have dedicated the rest of my life to helping nonprofit organizations because they're doing such remarkable, remarkable work.
Most definitely. For all the years that I've been serving 25 as a fundraising host, it truly does make a difference. And I got to mention some of the very key charities that do help us to transition and discover our talents. Yeah. So tell us about some of your current projects and what we can look forward to.
We're working with a number of great, great clients out there. Like you talked about the Salvation Army. We're doing some amazing projects, shooting some things and creating stories about lives that have been transformed. Because then we did, in fact, we did a great, if you go to savn.tv, the Salvation Army's vision site, we actually have a story there called Hell on Wheels, and it's about a biker, an outlaw biker who has been involved in some horribly violent situations, and he went to Casper, Wyoming, because his mother got really, really sick, and feared, highly respected guy, goes to Casper to help his mom. She needed some milk. He's walking down the street and happens to walk by a Salvation Army storefront. And somebody started conversation with him, and they said, "What do you need?" He said, "I need some milk." And they said, "Oh, we'll take care of it." And he said, "What I owe you?" And they said, "Well, nothing. That's what we're about. We're here to help." And he said, I felt guilty, so I thought maybe I can help them out and work there. Lo and behold, his life got completely transformed, went from being a violent outlaw biker to this amazing guy who now leads youth teams at that Casper, Wyoming Salvation Army outpost and doing amazing things. So I just love telling those kind of stories of people whose lives are being changed. We're working with the Museum of the Bible. That's a really fascinating thing to me. There's a massive museum that's going up in Washington, D.C., only three blocks from the Air and Space Museum and three blocks from the Capitol, an incredibly important location that's going to be a museum dedicated to the history, the story, and the impact of the Bible on the culture. People today forget, 9,000 biblical references in Shakespeare alone, the impact the Bible's had on art, music, and science. People just don't understand that anymore. And so they've already collected 40,000 ancient Christian artifacts, an amazing number of Bible manuscripts, the earliest manuscripts known. And it's going to be a state-of-the-art, interactive, high-tech museum that's going to be really remarkable that opens in November of 2017. So the Museum of the Bible is really a remarkable thing, and we're proud to be able to do their documentaries, help them in the promotion and fundraising and things for that. So that's been a very exciting project.
That is amazing. And you've even worked on music videos, concert events, and now a speaking tour to empower our troops may be on your mind and in your future with that Salvation Army vision.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're always coming up with ideas.
I put him on the spot, folks.
There
and Phil Cook has said yes. He will teach you how to brand yourself during, after, and before military service.
There you go. I would love to do that more. We should definitely have some more radio shows about that because I have such a... I think the news reports the bad stories of guys who have failed trying to transition from military to career and or mainstream careers. And I think we need to talk about tools and resources and techniques that will help people succeed. Because the truth is, the skills you learn in the military, and you military guys may think I'm a nut here, but the skills you learn in the military are so incredibly important in the business world, in the nonprofit world. The things you learn and the things that you you learn to notice and be aware of, and the way you think, you'd be amazed at how often those very skills are incredibly important in a business environment or a nonprofit environment or an international business environment. So incredibly important. So I think if we could help veterans make that transition more effectively, we would be funneling brilliant, talented men and women into the job pool in America that would be really remarkable. I'm tired of the failure stories. Let's help people get a leg up and make a huge impact out there, because I think the military is a great resource for our job market in the U.S., no question about it.
Well, a valiant World War II veteran father of the United States Marine Corps shall be proud always of Phil Cook for joining us today. And to Mrs. Cook, I remember meeting you with grace and honor at the Expect Change 2016 platform in Arizona. Thank you, Salvation Army, for putting us together, because fire shall come out of this show. I'm going to write down my visions to work and stay in touch with Phil Cook. And if you need to, reach Phil Cook on the internet.
That's right.
Facebook, Twitter, and at philcookpictures.com. That's philcookwithan.com. Yeah. Right, Phil?
That's right. You just do a search on there and I'll show up. And I'd love for you to start following me, comment, talk to me. If you think I'm crazy about stuff, let me know.
I love
having those conversations.
The
so it's always fun.
Buzz is with Phil Cook today on the Christina Silva Show, production strategy and consulting. We did give you creative resiliency solutions. We thank you for listening and we'll see you next week. And be safe. God bless America.
You're listening to Educating Our Veterans with Christina Silva, only on LA Talk Radio.